Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program.
I am so very extremely happy to be with you today because it's just a wonderful day. It is finally raining here in Dallas. I have been expecting the rain since Saturday, and I woke up, and yes, it was cloudy all day yesterday, and it was cloudy. Then I heard the raindrop, and it is so wonderful. And it is April, so you know the words that April shower, spring May flowers. Well, you know, here in Texas, that's the March showers that bring in the April flowers. Anyway, but so goes the program. But I want to say welcome to the show. I am so pleased that you have joined me this day, so that we can talk about some very important things. Now, we've talked about the fact that people around you can affect you with the way they think. And specifically, we've talked about, you know, how what your mother thinks, what your father thinks, what your siblings, the people around you, what they think can affect you as much as you say, oh no, this is not me. I am not about to be affected by what somebody else thinks. You know, many times when I was a child, I just kept trying to say, but mom, right, because of the things she would say. And, you know, she would say, well, what would the neighbors think? Or what would your dad think? Or what would so-and-so think? And, you know, as a child, now some children today will speak up, but in my day, you know, a child was seen and not heard, and you'd get popped sometimes if you spoke out of turn. I wasn't afraid of being popped. I was respectful of my parents, and so therefore I didn't question what they told me. I didn't question that they were telling me what was right. I didn't question any of that. And so their opinion affected my opinion, just like the people around you affect your opinion. And if someone around you is fearful for you, about you, or a thing, that emotional feeling is going to rub off on you. So we're going to continue that conversation this morning. I want to welcome everyone to today's episode, and I want to share with you that if you get anything from my show, from what I talk about or when I do have guests on the show. If anything strikes a chord with you, please let me know. Also, invite your friends and family. If you find this show interesting and good for you and uplifting for you, please share this information. Share the location of where you're listening to the show. And this show is recorded on Blog Talk Radio, and the name of the show, again, is Commanding Your Life. And you can listen to the show, and you can listen up to, I think there's almost 2 years' worth of shows out here, and that you can go back and listen to on demand. And we are on iTunes, so look for Commanding Your Life on iTunes and download. And also share. So let's get to my main point of the day, every program. And let's kind of slow things down just a little bit, just a notch. And let's get in touch with ourselves. Let's get in touch with who we are. And let's get in touch with our Creator. Because I do nothing without checking with the Creator of the universe, without asking for guidance and direction. So if you're driving, operating any equipment, or any position where you can't relax and close your eyes, then I suggest you listen to this part when you can. If you choose to listen, just leave your eyes open and just listen. Because setting our intention can be done when you're just listening. Because I know there is a power and presence in the universe. And that power and presence always has been, always will be. That power and presence created everything out of itself, and everything contains it. This power and presence is within us, around us, above us, below us, beside us. And we call this power and presence by very many names. And whatever your choice is of how you address this power and presence, that is what you will say. I address the power as the Creator of this universe and this Creator of you and I. And I recognize the existence, and I recognize the power that we have been given as children of this presence. And we have the power to ask for what we will. So what is it that you need this week? What is it that you need in your life? What is it that we need to change in our life, or be changed in our life, or have changed in our life? What needs to change in our life to bring about the things that we most desire, whoever we are, whoever is listening within the sound of my voice or not? Please guide us and direct us and show us, lead us, send us whatever it is that we need, change whatever it needs to be changed. Give us the direction that we need to go. We're thoroughly, most definitely grateful for all the things that are in our lives. How can it get better than this? What a beautiful, wonderful things that are in our lives that sometimes we don't appreciate. I mean, simple thing like for me, the rain that's coming down today to water my garden, to water my yard, to water the trees that have filled out so graciously that will cover and shade my home in the heat of the summer. I am grateful for that. I'm grateful of the beauty of the trees and the grass and the flowers. All of those things are there to take care of us, to bring this wonderful ecosystem of this world into harmony. And we thank you for that. And whatever else that comes to mind, we want to express appreciation. For this week, again, we want to thank you and guide us and direct us. Show us where there's joy in our life. Show us where we are happy. Let us notice each time we laugh or smile or have a kind thought or a kind thought is given to us, and let us appreciate that each and every time this week. And we thank you. We thank you for these things. And it is done. It is so. Wow. And we are thoroughly, totally relaxed this morning. I never know what's going to be put into my mind, because each time before I do the show, I ask to be guided and directed in what I am supposed to share with you. And today, we're sharing fear brings failure, right? Fear is bringing failure. The spirit of fear, right? The spirit. You know, the spirit. Now, we're not talking, no. The spirit, the feeling, the energy of fear. You know, I've talked about the energy that we all are. We're made up of energy. Science has shown that they have no idea why things are solid. This world is wonderful, big, beautiful hologram. And with our thoughts are electrical impulses, and what we think goes out from us. But the thing that I know is nothing is more subtle than thought. Thought is very powerful. Thought and the belief behind the thought causes us to do, be, and say things based on that thought. When we take the thoughts that we have and apply them, and we have the faith that they will be fulfilled, hey, there is nothing that can stop you. However, nothing stops you in your tracks than fear. Nothing prevents you from being who you want to be, to go where you want to go. Nothing stops you other than that spirit of fear. If you have a desire to be, do, or have something, and then fear, that spirit of fear creeps in, we're in trouble. We are in big trouble when that spirit of fear comes in, because it stops us. You know, if we think like a computer program, we do. our minds are the best computer in the world, the fastest computer in the world. And our thoughts fuel the things that we do. I wanted to make some fruit water the other day. Now, most of you know about infused fruit. You just put the fruit or the veggies in water and let it soak for a while, and you get the benefits. And I go, So I get a big pitcher of water, and I infuse it with a little bit of pineapple, maybe some apple, maybe some strawberries or grapes or whatever, but not a lot. Just the same amount that I would use to infuse it in a jar. But I'd put it in the blender and run that blender until those items are chopped up. And now they are infused all through that water. If I strain that and take out the pulp from those fruits, that water is still filled with those things. Think of your thoughts in your mind, in your body, as being that fruit in the water. Once it goes in, it doesn't come out. You have to go through a special process to remove it. You have to go through a special process to remove the fear, the thoughts of fear, the thoughts of doubt. How many relationships have been broken because of fear? How many marriages have gone by the wayside because of fear and doubt and mistrust? And I'm going to say it this way, unwarranted mistrust. I had a client once who was so afraid that his wife would leave him, his behavior, about to drive her away. Where have you been? What have you been doing? Why didn't you answer your phone? I texted you. Why didn't you text me back? Why did they, and on and on. And, you know, she was having lunch with her family, her mother, her sisters. He was texting her the whole time. Where are you? What did you have for lunch? How did you? Question after question. And he said, I don't know why I do this. And we had to dig deep to figure out why he did that. Do you have something like that in your life that you are so intense on? Because fear brings its own fulfillment, just like if you were hoping and praying for something to happen. Looking, and I found in Job, the third chapter. And I'm going to start a little earlier than the piece that verse I really want to emphasize. Job 3, starting at verse 20, going to 25. Why is light given to those in misery and life to the bitter soul? Why is light given to those in misery and life to the bitter soul? To those who long for death, that does not come. Who search for it more than hidden treasure, filled with gladness and rejoice when they reach the grave. Why is life given to a man whose way is hidden, whom God has hedged in? For sighing has become my daily food. My groans pour out like water. And here's the verse. What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. So in the first part, starting in 20, light is given to those in misery. Life to the bitter soul, those who long for death, it does not come, who search for a hidden treasure, who are filled with gladness and rejoice when they reach the grave. He's questioning why some people, when they're asking for things, they don't show up. But those who could care less, it shows up for. Does that happen for you? But the thing you dread the most shows up, just like this young man, thankfully. he recognized what was going on because as I'm driving my wife away. But we got down to the issue of it, and what it was is he felt he didn't deserve her. Doubt. Fear. He felt he did not deserve his wife, and therefore he believed in his heart that she was going to leave him. But in reality, his wife loved him, but he was driving her away. When you concentrate, that which you concentrate on most of the time is what's going to show up. One of the things with Job, what would have happened if he had a real realization of his powers? Now, there are many who give their opinion about Job. I'm just expressing mine. Could he have brought about different conditions, those that he had desired, if he had any idea of what his power, of his voice, his thought, his speech could do for him? You know, if you find yourself in a situation, and the environment that you're in is not desirable, what do you do? Do you say, oh, woe is me, I can't get out of here, this won't happen, this person won't help me, I can't do this, I can't do that? There's nothing of value to you in that environment. What do you do? Well, I can't find another job. I mean, I have to keep this job. I know I hate it, blah, 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 you know. I hate it. So what do you want instead? What do you want? What do you want to change in your life? What is it that you really want? Are you willing to push through? Now, I don't like that word. Let me change that. Are you willing to walk over fear? I don't, with the help of the Spirit, you don't have to push through it. You can walk over it. You can walk around it. It'll just melt out of your way. When you grasp what your real power is in your mind and spirit, you will use this power. You will become the master of your fate. You will dictate what is going to happen to you. You will not be the slave to this fear. You will not be dictated to, because you know in your heart of hearts that this spirit of fear is in your mind. Now, if there's an animal there that will, you know, come after you, if there's a big bear, and you know what? Just thinking about this over the weekend, I saw a video of people on a tour on the beach, and I don't know where they were, but a big brown bear and her two baby cubs were walking along the beach. And that big, huge brown bear came as close as, I'd say, 10 feet to these people. The brown bear said, hey, I got my babies. I'm walking down the road. And everybody was like, okay, right? Well, that's the point where you could be in fear because that brown bear might attack you, right? But in this case, they all remained calm. And they went actually closer to the water, so they were close to the ocean. And that little this thing was huge. And the two little baby cubs, it just walked down the beach, and there were people along the beach, and the bear just didn't pay any attention to them because it was paying attention to its babies. If you had gone toward its babies, it would have reared up at you because it was the detective's cubs. But it said, you're not bothering me. I'm not going to bother you. So sometimes we can see something that would make us fearful off into the horizon, and we may act on that fear even though it wasn't close to us. But what if this will happen? But what if that bear had turned on them? But it didn't. and they remain calm in that. And if you truly believe that you have a helper, then call on your helper. Isaiah 41:10 encourages us, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely uphold you with my righteous right hand." In verse 13, still Isaiah 41, right? "I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear." Do not fear. Psalm 56, verses 9 through 12. "Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. For this I know that God is for me. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, in God I trust, and I'm not afraid. What can a man do to me? I'm under vows to you, my God. I will present my thank offerings to you." So trusting in the creator of the universe is giving and having a refusal to give in to fear. Are you afraid to step forward? Is there something that you truly have the desire in your heart to do? Is there a task? Is there a charity? Is there a stand that you are afraid to take and you need to take that stand and it's burning inside of you, but you're afraid that people will turn against you or you are on the other side? Hey, you know, in this political world right now, there are people and families who are on opposite sides of each other, each person taking their stand. But do things with love and kindness. When you're looking for higher aspirations in your life, because I talked about the fact that fear can keep you in situations. It can keep you in poverty. It can affect you emotionally. It can cause you not to chase after your dreams. I know if things look tough, if things look like you have no money, you have no way to do it, there is a way. But you've got to put yourself forward in order to make that way come to be. My time on air, as far as those of you listening on the internet, is about to come to an end. So listen to the recording. And if you're listening to the recording, just keep listening. But I want you to aspire to higher and better conditions, because you can find the means to realize them. I've talked before about if you want to change a job and make a better job, what is it that you want to do? If you're making minimum wage, what is it that you need to do to increase that income? Do you need to become your own boss? But understand, to become your own boss, you've got to be a salesman. You've got to be a business-minded. You've got a lot of things that have to go into place that you need to learn. It's not impossible, but you would need to learn in order to become your own boss. I appreciate you. I appreciate that you want to make your changes in your life. I appreciate the circumstances you may find yourself in. I am not discounting them at all. But I want you to change the way you think and not allow fear to hold you back. One of the things I did learn is that when I realized who I was, that I was a daughter of the Most High, and that I was made in the image of the Most High, and I was given the power of word and thought to bring about the changes in my life, it made a difference. I know that I have to be careful about what I say and what I think. And so do you. I know that things show up in my life, and I go, where'd that come from? And then I think back, and I said, oops, I did do that. I said that. I said I wanted that. Or I was saying that in jest. Watch what you say. You know, it is, and when you start paying attention to things, even little minor things, even, you know, cutting your hand, what was the thought that was going on before then? Protect yourself. Don't do that. Don't do these. Pay attention. And, well, when you think of something that you don't want, I want you to say these words. I'm gonna tell you the word my friend Janet says. She says, cancel, clear, right? Control, alt, delete for my computer people. Cancel, clear. Or, I don't want that. And don't think, you know, sometimes you might have to say it in your mind because you're around people who wouldn't understand. But after a while, if you start saying it, they'll say, why do you say that? Because I put into the universe, I said these words, and that I don't want to come about in my life. So I'm just canceling out the order, just like at a fast food restaurant. No, I don't want that. Cut that off and give me this. And you think it can't be as simple as that. Start watching in your life the things you say and then what shows up, or look at what shows up and go back to the first time you may have thought about it or mentioned it. There are many things that happen that are a direct consequence of your thought. In fact, everything that happens is a direct consequence of yours or someone around you who has a lot of power and know their power around you. The spirit of fear. Each and every one of us can create higher conditions. We can attract and influence the world around us. We simply have to recognize that we have this power. There are things we have to do. In order for me to do this show, I had to schedule it. I had to think about what I was going to talk about. I had to ask, I really did, ask, okay, you want me to use scriptures today? Okay, which scriptures do you want me to use? Is there anybody I need to be looking at and quoting? And what do I need for today? Since you gave me the topic of fear, see, I know that I'm directed. And I ask, what is it that I should do? I recognize that this is the holographic universe, and what I bring send out will come back to me. My friend, Ralph Waldo Trine, says this, many a man and many a woman is today longing for conditions better and higher than he or she is in, who might be using the same time now spent in vain, indefinite, spasmodic longing. So I love this. Vain, indefinite, spasmodic longing in putting into operation forces which, accompanied by the right personal activity, remember I always talk about inspired action. He calls it right personal activity. So in putting into operation forces which accompanied by the right personal activity will speedily bring the fullest realization of his or her fondest dream. Don't doubt what I tell you. Because some of you are saying, but I can't, you know, I can't get myself out of this situation. Well, that's the first thing. You're saying you can't. Well, my boss won't do this. Well, who's worried about your boss? And I'm going to tell you this, on a job, for one of the top, I mean, absolutely necessary things, whatever job you're in, if you're a ditch digger, if you are a orderly or someone who cleans bedpans or mops bathrooms, or you are the CEO of your company, or you are a secretary, or you are a lowly employee, or you are a person who owns their own business, I don't care who you are, you can change the things that are going on in your life. This is business, your financial circumstances, your relationships, your marriage, your partnership, whatever it is that is holding you back and you're fearful of, ask to step around it. Ask what needs to change. Use these words. And if you use these multiple times a day and before you go to sleep at night, what has to change to bring about and whatever it is that you need? Don't say, what do I have to change? Because sometimes you don't have to do anything. Spirit will cause things to come into your life. So what is it that has to change? What is it that has to be done? What is it that needs to occur to have this XYZ come into my life? What needs to change for my marriage to be better? What needs to change for me to have a good life? I changed my thought there for a second, but about being and working and be the best you can be. Let me tell you, you could be the best that you could be, and you may hate the job, but be the best and do the job right. Do it better than right. Do it better than anybody has ever done that job. Be the best garbage collector in the world. Be the best whatever it is, because someone is watching. And you may say, well, this is taking a lot. I don't trust me. As you are looking to move yourself forward, be good at what you do. You remember recommendations? If you're looking for another job and you need recommendations, and they'll say, this person, even though they were the janitor of the building, the floors were shining, the doors, the windows, and people would put fingerprints on, but there he or she was with the sprayer. She was always keeping those things clean. We have never had beautifully cleaned floor in our building. No one else took pride in their work as they did. I highly recommend them. Be the best programmer, whatever it is. Because on your job, someone may notice you. Off your job, somebody may notice you. If you're looking to go and rise above, is there trainings that you can take? You know, people say, I don't have the money. Let me tell you, I have taken a whole new course in gardening just by watching YouTube. People are remodeling and building homes, watching YouTube. In fact, I've made some videos of planting my garden and doing things that I'm going to put on my YouTube channel. And if you want to find me on YouTube, you can look for Beverly Fell Jones. Or look for, and it's Treasure Health, TreasureH. S is in Sam, E is in Easy, all one word. So Treasure, H is in Henry, S is in Sam, E is in Easy. It stands for Treasure Health. And my YouTube channel is eclectic because I talk about the things I talk about here. And I talk about who I am and the things that I love to do. So find it and subscribe because I'm going to teach a lot of things for you to learn. You know, John, the 14th chapter, the 15th through 18th verse says, "If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." Truth. See, not the spirit of fear. He's giving you the spirit of truth. "The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." He lives with you and will be in you. So the spirit of truth is in you, through and through, all around you. But the spirit of fear is strong, and it can overshadow that spirit of truth. But down deep underneath, that spirit of truth is there, just waiting for you to recognize it, to recognize that you are a powerful being and that you are able to ask for what you will. I want to thank you for being with me today. I pray that the things that I've talked about and shared with you has helped you and will help you make the change in your life and the change in your thinking that will bring you joy. Please share this link to this show with your friends and family so they can learn how to be the best that they can be. You can visit my website at commandingyourlife.com to see all my upcoming events, including the link to my free monthly Commanding Your Life telecircle. You can also go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com and sign up for free. That's meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .commandingyourlife.com. If you have any suggestions for the show or anything else, give me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. Now be sure to join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life, 9:29 of Matthew. So Matthew 9:29 is, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.